From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Fries is reporting for the Times Union. Officials are reminding New Yorkers that according to state law, individuals can vote in person even if they have already voted by mail. Any voter who opts to visit the polls in person, the contents of their absentee ballot will be voided. Election officials expect many absentee ballots will be voided once electronic poll books recording in-person votes are checked against those who have sent in absentee ballots. However, the system does not work in reverse. An in-person vote will always invalidate an absentee ballot, no matter when it was sent. Absentee ballots go through verifications, such as signature checks, to ensure the vote is cast by the intended registered voter. Although a voter's decision to switch from an absentee ballot to a vote in person adds a layer to the ballot verification process, election officials said they are up to the task. Both the number of absentee ballots requested and returned, as well as attendance at early voting sites this year, have shattered previous records in New York and other states. Most recently, local boards have announced expanded early voting hours in order to accommodate the increased demand. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Stephanie Rivas is reporting for News10.com. Beginning November 1st, the current state seatbelt law will be expanded to require anyone over the age of 16 to buckle up whenever they are sitting in a vehicle. Currently, that requirement applies only to people riding in the front seat. Kurt Edwards, Chief of Trauma and Critical Care in the Department of Surgery at Albany Medical Center, believes the amended law could save lives. Edwards said, and I quote, "I don't get to see a lot of people who weren't wearing seatbelts in the back because they never make it to my trauma center because they die," end quote. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, seatbelts reduce the seriousness of crash-related injuries and deaths by almost half. Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple said there will be a grace period for tickets through his agency, but when enforcement does begin, the passenger who fails to wear the seatbelt will be given a $50 ticket. Read more about this at News10.com. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sagos announced October 29th that more than $855,000 in state grants have been awarded to recipients in Columbia, Orange, and Rensselaer counties and other locations to assist communities located in the Hudson River estuary. According to the press release, and I quote, "to improve water quality, increase flood resiliency, and to conserve natural resources," end quote. Sago said, and I quote, "New York is committed to restoring the state's waterways, bolstering resiliency, protecting habitat, and creating stronger communities," end quote. The awards were made through the DEC's Estuary Grants Program. In Columbia, Orange, and Rensselaer counties, riverkeeper will receive $200,778 to evaluate at least 9 priority dams on 6 tributaries of the Hudson River to determine if removal will improve water quality and restore connectivity for river herring and American eel. Other recipients include the Open Space Institute in Putnam County, the town of Esophis in Ulster County, and Hudson Valley Arts and Science in Westchester County. The Estuary Grants Program is now in its 19th year, and you can read the full press release at dec.ny.gov. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting State Police Superintendent Keith Corlett has announced his retirement effective the end of November. The Orange County resident has been a trooper for 35 years. He cited, and I quote, "personal family reasons," end quote, for his retirement. He said, and I quote, "it has been a great honor working alongside the brave men and women of the New York State Police. I am proud of what we have accomplished together on behalf of all New Yorkers, and I am deeply grateful for your service," end quote. Corlett became the state's 16th superintendent on June 4th, 2019. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. for local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.